Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Because my art is very Filipino, I think my being strong in my identity, I think that's the only thing that I could, contribute. And maybe, I have Ilocano roots and Tagalog roots. I'm very, grounded on that. So wherever I go, I've been in the Middle East and all over, but I always carry that strong identity in me. So, I think that's the contribution, or that's the thing that I could, I can relate to with other Aboriginal people. And they're very accepting people like me. In terms of support, everything that Ken does, I support it. I don't have any resistance on it. If Ken wants to do this, I'll just say, all right, he wants to do a protest like that. I will be in that protest if I can.
But it is.
And I will advise him, because we're very political people also, right?
Yeah.
So I will tell him stories about how we do in the Philippines, how we do certain things, and so I will interact with him, and then from there on, he pick up some of my ideas.
It goes a lot more powerful than that. It's Cheryl has lived in Australia for a long time, and she fit in, obeys the laws, does this, does that, but she doesn't assimilate.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is very powerful, because it's saying, well, if you come from another country, it's too easy to assimilate, to want to please people here. But she's always proud to be Filipino first, to be Ilocano Tagalog first. And the only reason she took out citizenship was for Australian citizenship was because of my political activity. She thought if she had Filipino citizenship to punish me, they might send her back.
But that's just the secondary reason. The first reason was because we were in and out of the country, they changed the law. And it says you cannot renew your permanent residency if you did not, meet this certain condition. And I said, oh my goodness, I didn't meet this condition.
And you can only stay in the Philippines for, I think, half or one year. Yeah.
But it says in the new law, but there's a new way to do it. You have to take the citizenship test. And I said, you have to take up citizenship. And I said, I don't want to lose my Filipino citizenship. But I was forced to do it because that's the only thing to be with Ken,
But Cheryl, this year is the 75th year of Australia and Philippines Friendship Day. So it's really a milestone for Australia and the Philippines, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you feel being in the Philippines for 14 months and now you're back?
There's only one regret, because I'm supposed to have a lot of exhibition in the Philippines. Sponsored by the tourism board. But because of COVID, we have to, so there goes my career in the Philippines. But then I have this group, I called it Filipino Arts Creation. It's composed of Filipino artists that I selected. Women artists that I selected.
In the Philippines,
Yeah. The youngest is 14 years old, and we have a disabled person too. And I think we're just 10. I selected it as 10 only because I wanted to start small that, I'm modeling it on, because I met a lot of national artists in the Philippines. And from interaction, I learned there's trade secrets. So that's why I'm modeling it like that. But I have to go back here again. So I said, there goes my art career again.
Maybe you should really have to pursue your arts career here in Australia, since you can do exhibits here because it's open, less restrictions.
Yeah, well, there's two line up, but I don't know if it will still pursue. But we're still working on it, But I only brought a few, new stuff that I did in the Philippines, because it's hard to, it's hard to transport them. There's law about transporting those kind of, art.
Yeah.
So I just have to bring a few. And I almost lost them.
I know. I saw that on your Facebook.
Did you know that my world crumbled? And then I finally realized that my art is my life. Mm. Now I understand what Picasso, you know, feels, you know, what those artists feels. I said, oh my God, I feel like an artist. Oh my God. I don't know. Everything stops, you know. I said, oh, if I can, I'll throw everything, you know, I'll throw everything, but not that one. I have to have that. But one thing that, you know, that made me confident that it will come back is Australians, whether you're a migrant or local or Aboriginal, they're very honest. If you're stuff like that, you know, they will not take that as, you know, I will take this, you know. Going back to my artwork, so I had this idea. I said, oh, I will, you know, being creative, you know, your mind always races. So I said, oh, I will document my time here in the, you know, not many people can do that. So I'll do it, you know. So
in a quarantine.
Yeah. And then I started also doing some artwork because I could not, you know, I don't have my art stuff here. So I just use oil pastel and
pencil
copy.
Yeah.
Coffee, using, you know, those recyclable, you know, those bags that they put the, you know, the food delivery.
Yeah.
That's my canvas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Because, well, I mean, to repurpose also, because I believe that being creative is, you have to be creative. If you can make use of everything, that's, you know, that's what artists are, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's why I was able to take that. I can use coffee. Yeah, while I'm drinking coffee, I use coffee. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm excited to see that. Is it nearly finished?
Almost. Half of the collection is still, you know, but, you know, in art, you have to put the polishing touches and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always a work in progress.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Because I'm not, you know, some artists, some like in the Philippines, they do mass production. And then they tell me, why don't you do that? I said, I am an artist. I'm not, you know,
manufacturer.
Manufacturer. And said, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Because when I do my art, I pace my time. I have time for, you know, thinking, contemplating, and then I'll do my sketches. And then I do my writings, you know, stuff like that before, you know, I'm finished with it.
Yeah, yeah. Ate Cheryl, with the artworks that you brought from the Philippines, is there anything that can relate to Australia?
I think so. Well, one particular artwork that I'm, the first story I did was in the Philippines, but the second phase, I mean, 50% of the painting, it will be done here in Australia. And it will be a story about Australia and my journey in Australia. Yeah, something like that. I will call it belonging. It's like, you know, a woman's face, you know, and her hair is flowing, freely flowing. You just imagine Gabriela Silang.
Yeah.
Like that. And then the background is orangey, but dark orangey. But there's the, you know, the traditional Baybayin language. Is floating,
yes, yeah.
In the sky like that. It's floating in the sky. That's the, you know. And then on, I will put, you know, sceneries like, you know, like the Sydney Opera House. That's what I'm going to put on the background or on the, you know, the dress that Gabriela Silang is wearing is off-white. That's where I put the, you know, stories about Australia, my journey in Australia.
That's very nice. Yes, yes.
It's just everything in my imagination and sketches, but it's a matter of, you know, sometimes, how are you going to put this on canvas? What's the best way to do it, you know? How do you know? You know, stuff like that. That's why it's not easy, you know?
Yeah. So lastly, where can our listeners follow you? Because I know it's been a while since we had you in the program, and I know you have lots of artworks that you've done in the Philippines. Where can our listeners follow or see your works?
I have my Instagram, Art by Ninyada.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a social person. Did you know that this COVID thing is the longest that I've been posting myself, exposing myself? And I told myself, I'm overexposed now. I said, this is not nice. everyone will know me. Oh, I don't
it's
like
good.
Because I'm scared. Yeah, it's just that I'm a bit scared of people, you know, knowing me, you know. I don't know, I'm a bit
But
shy.
You have a story to tell. You have arts to show.
I know. And yeah, I do believe that my art is really good, you know. I think you've seen it, you know. It's really good. It has something on it, you know. When you look at it, a lot of my critics are saying that when they look at my work, it's like they're mesmerized. One of a fellow artist, when he saw my work for the first time, established artist, they said, wow, who did that? Her work is like the old masters because they reckon the way I choose color, blend color, and mix color. They reckon I'm really good at coloring, mixing colors, and they like the way I conceptualize my work.
Yeah, there's a story written it.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that it makes them cry, it makes them laugh. They had a lot of emotion in them when they look at my artwork. Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you're back in Sydney, for sure you'll have time to do more artworks because I know you both are anxious to go out still.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to mingle, you know, but you have to protect yourself. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Ate Cheryl and
thank
Ken.
You. Thank you so much.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.